Hey, it's Shannon, and I'm dropping in with a bit of news. If you remember in the episode about the blind spot, the first episode, I told you a trial was starting for guards accused in Larry Irvin's death. My editor, Rob Wildebohr, has been sitting in on that trial and talking to people, including Larry Irvin's daughter-in-law, Tosca Pipion. She says this trial is about more than just Irvin.
But why is it only those three singled out? Why isn't all of them singled out? Everybody should be held accountable for what they did. I don't care if you kicked them. I don't care if you pushed them. He needs to be held accountable for it.
That trial is now nearing an end. So we're changing our plans, and we'll be spending the next week digesting what we learned in the courtroom. We will be back with an episode next week. In the meantime, I just want to tell you about another project we've got going, something I'm really excited about. We are asking people in Illinois prisons for sounds they want to hear from the outside, the sound of their son's soccer game, waves from Lake Michigan. We will then do a radio broadcast with those sounds into prisons across the state. We will also be taking requests from family members, sounds they can send inside, including music requests with messages. If you'd like to send one to your loved one or make a request on their behalf, go to wbez.org/prisoncast. And one last thing, we have a newsletter. This week we're sharing images from Pontiac, Illinois. And you can see how the prison really is just smack dab in the middle of a residential neighborhood. You can sign up by going to wbez.org/motive. I look forward to sharing more with you soon.